So, I'd like to talk about honesty, truthfulness, self-disclosure, transparency in relationships, and how that functions and when it doesn't, and how we can be skillful in navigating our conversations. You know, conversations and art. My dad's called art as well. And I've just spent a week with my family, so I got to have a good look at some of the communication patterns that are embedded within the system, the family system that I grew up in and am a part of and contribute to and am influenced by. So we all have our family systems. Think for a moment about your own and see if you can recognize the kind of communication patterns, specifically around honesty and truth-telling in your family. How does that look? And who embodies a kind of telling position inside of the family, a revealing or a disclosing position, and who embodies more of a container, quieter, more reserved, kind of like extroverts and introverts within the family. Take a moment to consider that. I like what the Buddhists have to say about truthfulness and kindness being good partners. I'm paraphrasing, but the idea is that truthfulness exists with kindness. If it's truth but not kind, is it really truth? If it causes harm, if honesty or self-disclosure or disclosure of someone else, revealing someone else's, exposing someone else's process, whether through gossip or through revealing, disclosing a confidential something that we've been told, or to confronting someone with something about themselves they may not want to hear, that can be truth with unkindness and without skillfulness. So just the fact of telling the truth and being honest doesn't excuse bad behavior, is what I would say. It doesn't excuse being harmful or hurtful, certainly not in an intentional way, even unintentionally. What I'd say is we need to consider how important truth or honesty is. Let me differentiate those two. How important it is to be honest, let's say, with balancing that with consideration for the other person's and how they're being affected by our words, how our words are landing in the other. And I'd say even more primarily to consider for ourselves, how important is conscious communication to us? How much does that matter to us to be really conscious of what we're saying, how we're saying it, who's being impacted and influenced, whether they want to hear, how our words are landing in someone else, all of that. If we really want to be conscious communicators, there's an art to that that we can develop and cultivate, and that's what I'm here to talk about. And if you don't care about conscious communications, you can stop listening now. And of course we're going to make mistakes along the way. We're going to stick our feet in our mouth or stick our feet in somebody else's ears. You know, be a little cloddy or clumsy sometimes with our words. Our words are, you know, pale translations of the feelings and experiences that we have within us. And sometimes our words are flowery translations. And to really match our words, our language, our verbal language with our somatic experience, and to tell the truth, as Gay and Kathleen Hendricks talk about that in Conscious Loving, to tell our truth, or the truth as we experience it, in a microscopic way, which means that we're telling the minutiae of our own experience, what we're actually experiencing and apprehending. It's very different than an interpretation of somebody else's motivations or someone else's, what they're feeling or what they need. How do we know that? That is so arrogant to think that we know what someone else is experiencing. You know, attuning to someone else's experience is a high art of being purely relational with someone, and that's a maturational process unless you're really gifted and for those of you in the audience that have had terrific parenting where you've been really tuned into, or you have terrific friends or lovers or partners that really, really tune in and listen to you, consider yourself very, very fortunate. And not all of us have that attunement, and that has a big influence on how we interact with others, what we see and hear in our relationships with other people. Just had a conversation with my friend Sherry Froman, who is Sherry Froman. Just had a conversation with my friend Sherry, who is Huggy Ma. She's awesome. I think she's terrific. Just had a conversation with my friend Sherry, and we were talking exactly about that. How when we've received really good parenting, there's more security in our system. There's more of a sense of feeling attuned to and important, and like our contribution matters and being mirrored and praised. These are really basic needs: recognition, love, admiration. You know, that mirroring is so essential, and we're really, I mean, mirroring is so essential. We are these human beings with these mirror neurons inside of us, which are basically empathy neurons. We need the feed of empathy, and it's inherent in our DNA to tune in and be, and the need to be attuned to is fundamental. And so how much that is grounded and nourished and met, how much those needs are met is really a core important factor in how we exist as human beings. If we haven't had those needs met, if we've had a lot of trauma, if we've had abuse, if there's been neglect, if there's been a lot of malattunement, we maladapt from that, and all kinds of aberrations and distortions develop, from addictions to lots of dysfunctional behaviors. And then we interact with people that have different variances of that kind of security inside of their systems, and they're going to act very different. Thanks, Sherry, for these insights. We're going to act different depending on how well those needs are met. If I'm secure, I'm going to interact with you in particular ways where my needs are going to be fairly well met. I'm not pulling for something. I'm not out there selfishly pulling for something or hooking for something. Whereas if my needs are not met, then I may more likely be pulling to have those needs met inside of my relationships. And think for a moment about what that's like when someone's pulling on you for something, right? Or you feel that desperate need or that need, you know, neediness that we all, you know, many of us, I don't say all, and start over. Well, I've gotten a bit off course of the honesty truthfulness equation, so disclosure and transparency, and I've been focusing on that conversation about security in our system and how well our mirror needs are met. And this is important in relation to the honesty, disclosure, transparency aspect. So let me make that connection now. Let me ask that as a question. What are the associations between honesty and the ability to be truthful in a skillful way and the amount of security and love and mirroring that we've had as children? That's actually a very good question. Let's look at that question.